はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう木星、
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 137. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. 夏子さん、It's time to backtrack a bit.
Backtrack?
Backtrack.
Did we miss something?
Kind of. Yeah, we missed it. Okay. In our haste, when we covered to like, we covered things. As in, I like ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I like Japan. I like Japanese food. I like Italian food. We covered lots of different things.
Yes.
But we kind of missed. Can you figure it out?
What?
I like to do something.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so today we're going to work on nominalizing verbs. Now, to exemplify this, we have a conversation with three people. So, can we say marriage counseling? Because one person is interviewing a married couple. It didn't occur to me when I first read the conversation, but do you think maybe they're in counseling?
When I read the conversation, I thought of like a famous couple on TV.
Ah.
Or being interviewed.
Like in like a talk show or something.
Well, Yoshi-san, do you know a famous married couple in Japan?
Yeah, the whole bunch.
Give me one off the top of your head.
Nomura Fusai.
Okay. Now, give it to us one more time.
Nomura Fusai.
Here we have the family name, Nomura, followed by?
Fusai.
And this is?
Husband and wife.
Okay. Mr. and Mrs. Nomura is the translation. So, we have an interview here with Mr. and Mrs. Nomura. So, please listen, see what you can pick up. The words in here most should be familiar. Now, while the grammatical stuff in here is not too difficult, we do have some interesting vocabulary in there. So pay attention, see what you can pick up. One time fast, one time slow, and then we give you the English and Japanese. So, here we go.
野村夫妻、週末に何をしますか？
私は読むのが好きです。週末に本を一冊読みます。サスペンス小説が好きです。
私は運動するのが好きです。土曜日と日曜日にスポーツセンターへ行きます。
私は料理するのも好きです。日曜日の夜に料理を作ります。
彼の手料理がとても好きです。
One more time, slowly please.
野村夫妻、週末に何をしますか？私は読むのが好きです。週末に本を一冊読みます。サスペンス小説が好きです。
私は運動するのが好きです。土曜日と日曜日にスポーツセンターへ行きます。
私は料理するのも好きです。日曜日の夜に料理を作ります。
彼の手料理がとても好きです。
This time, Natsuko-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese and I'll give you the English. Here we go.
野村夫妻、週末に何をしますか？
Mr. and Mrs. Nomura, what do you do on the weekends?
私は読むのが好きです。
I like to read.
週末に本を一冊読みます。
I read one book every weekend.
サスペンス小説が好きです。
I like suspense novels.
私は運動するのが好きです。
I like to exercise.
土曜日と日曜日にスポーツセンターへ行きます。
I go to the sports gym on Saturdays and Sundays.
私は料理するのも好きです。
I also like to cook.
日曜日の夜に料理を作ります。
I cook on Sunday nights.
彼の手料理がとても好きです。
I like his cooking very much.
ヨシさんは何をするのが好きですか？
English, please.
What do you like to do, Yoshi?
And question one more time.
ヨシさんは何をするのが好きですか？
最近はダンスクラスに行っています。
え、それはすごいですね。
English, please.
That recently I've been going to a dance class.夏子さんは週末に何するのが好きですか？
私は競馬を見に行くのが好きです。
English, please.
I like to go watch horse racing.
Okay, now let's take a look at vocabulary. Natsuko-san, first word.
Fusai.
Married couple.
Fusai. Fusai.
Sample sentence, please.
クリントン前大統領夫妻はとても仲がいい。
The former president, Mr. Clinton, and his wife have a very good relationship. Yoshi-san? you know who wrote this one?
I did.
Okay, so remember, contact us, Attention Yoshi, for any comments on today's lesson.
I thought they were so close to each other that they could even have an open relationship. But nothing.
Who's next?
Sports center.
Sports club. Fitness club.
Sports center. Sports center. この辺りにいいスポーツセンターはありますか?
Is there a good fitness club around here?
Suspense.
Suspense.
Suspense. Suspense.
Sample sentence, please.
友達とサスペンス映画を見た。
I saw a suspense movie with my friend. Natsuko-san, サスペンス映画が好きですか?
いや、私はあまり好きじゃないです。 ヨシさんはサスペンス映画は好きですか?
はい、好きですよ。
Next we have
小説
Novel
小説 小説
Sample sentence, please.
彼は小説を書いています。
He is writing a novel. One more.
その小説はベストセラーになった。
That novel became a bestseller. Next.
手料理
Home cooking.
手料理 手料理
Natsuko-san, can you tell us something about the characters that make up this word?
It's actually made up of two words. And one is 手, which means hand. And the other is 料理, which means cooking and dishes.
So literally, it's hand cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And you can think of it this way, handmade food.
Yes.
And handmade food is?
Home cooking.
There it is. And for some people out there who didn't like that, well, you can have handmade food at a restaurant too. Well, we'll counter with this. The best handmade food is made at home. Next we have.
一冊
One copy. Now, satsu is a counter for bound things. Not people, books and other things that you have bound. Okay?
一冊
This is a short pause in between the I and sa.
一冊
A short pause in there. Okay, now on to today's grammar point. Nominalizing verbs. Now, Natsuko-san, in Japanese, how many ways are there to nominalize verbs?
I think there are several.
Uh-oh. Maybe I should rephrase that. No, no. Very good point, Natsuko-san. Now, with that said, let's take a look at the one we looked at today.
Okay. You add no
to the dictionary form of the verb. For example, in the dialogue, we had the verb to read.
読む.
We nominalized it by adding
no.
Add them together.
読むの.
Reading. To read. Yoshi-san, we also had to exercise.
運動する.
And we nominalized it by
運動するの.
So, regardless of the class of the verb, class 1, class 2, class 3, doesn't matter. The way we nominalized it today was we added no to the plain form. Now, in Japanese, there are other ways to nominalize verbs. Inside today's PDF, we'll have a write-up of that. Plus, in another lesson, soon-to-come lesson, we'll cover other ways to nominalize verbs. But today, what we introduced with this verb, no ga suki, this is almost like a set phrase when talking about things you like to do.
Yes.
And that's the point we want to get at today. When you talk about things you like, for example, Natsuko-san, if you like baseball.
野球が好き.
I like baseball. Now how about I like playing baseball?
野球するのが好き.
Verb, no ga suki, is for things you like to do. Okay, more about this and more about other things inside today's PDF. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. Again, inside the PDF, detailed write-up, plus inside the Learning Center, so many things to bring it all together. Hear the line by line over and over. Get this to go on your iPod. Just a couple drags of the mouse, Today's lesson, plus many of the useful features you can find in the Learning Center, are now on your iPod. It's that easy. Again, our content questions are now audio. You listen to them, then you answer the question. This really helps improve your listening comprehension. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. And if you stop by, be sure to leave us a post.
またね。
また明日ね。